This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing because it is time for the motoring experience. And joining us on the line is our motoring journalist, Preshiran Naidu himself. And this week, he's been behind the wheel. I was so, so jealous when I saw this. He has been behind the wheel of the VW, the latest treat, the legendary Golf 8.5 GTI, Mzansi's favorite hot hatch, as well as the Mercedes-Benz GLC 220D, a premium SUV that blends luxury, practicality, and everyday comfort. As always, we'll wrap things up with a motoring tip of the week and a Friday hot jam to kickstart the weekend. It's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Preshiran. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Dash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
Blessed and highly. Thank you so much once again, Preshiran, for coming through. I'm so, so excited because of your experience with the VW. I wanted to always find out, man. I haven't got around to drive this car, but the VW Golf 8.5 GTI, your first impression, what stands out about the new Golf 8.5 GTI, Preshiran?
Well, you know what, King Dash? I must admit this thing is very slick and cool in the metal. What's been done in terms of rejuvenation to the car? Not much, actually. It's a simple, subtle facelift. You'll find more of the difference towards the headlight cluster in front and the rear light, the tail lights towards the back. That's really about it. And some new 19-inch wheels called Queenstown, which looks quite cool. It's like telephone design, like an Alfa Romeo, so to say. And, of course, inside, uncluttered, simple. They've popped up a new screen here, an entertainment screen. There's no buttons to press whatsoever. Still well-built, still nice GTI badging on the seats, steering wheel. They don't have touch haptic buttons in the steering wheel as well. They've gone away with that. Old school buttons is the way they are heading, and just feels premium and sporty and well put together.
Now, I'm also excited to find out how it feels on the road. How does it, you know, compare with the outgoing model?
Okay, so this is where it gets a bit interesting. So I didn't find major dramatic differences in the outgoing model. Yes, they've bumped it up by 15 kilowatts, so it's 195 kilowatts now and 370 newton meters of torque. What's the difference? Well, 0 to 100 in about 5.9 seconds. The outgoing model was 6.4. The chassis feels slightly sharper, more composed in the corners. The PSG is still the same. And there's a bit more of an aggressive undertone if you pop it into sport mode. There's slightly more pops and bangs, but not dramatic. You might have to peek your ear outside just to hear it. And one of the easiest hot hatches ever. And okay, I was putting the pedal to the metal. I got about 18 meters per 100 kilometers. But if you drive nicely, not like a hooligan, you can get 10 meters.
Oh, all right. Not too bad. Now, let's talk rivals and pricing, Preshiran. I mean, where does the new GTI fit into the hot hatch segment?
Okay, so where does the Vrpa sit? Well, I think it's a perfect everyday all-rounder. It's about north of 908,000 Rand and goes head-to-head with rivals like the Audi S3 as well as the Toyota GR-Yaris. I can't comment on the Audi S3 as yet, but the GR-Yaris and this, well, the GR-Yaris is basically a rally-bred track weapon. This is more of an everyday, you know, hot hatch that you can use. If you have a family, it's actually all the packages works quite well. It's just almost a million rand for a Golf GTI is quite crazy these days.
They're killing us.
They are murdering us, bro.
Well, what can we say, man? But I mean, you've also been driving the Mercedes-Benz GLC 220D. Briefly sum up, you know, your experience behind the wheel.
Okay, so I know you like the big and bad Benz. So refinement, that's the first word that comes to mind. The GLC 220D, turbo diesel, 145 kilowatts, just power delivery is effortless, smooth, there's lots of torque on the go, and it's one of the most refined SUVs I've had the fortune of piloting in a little bit of a while, and I also averaged about 6 liters per 100 kilometers, which is quite good for this car. And yes, if I was, let's say, a dad and I had 5 kids and a dog, maybe I would buy it, but right now, the GTI is where
I'd say. All right, fair
enough. 1.4 million.
Wow. Nah, fair enough. Now, how does it, you know, stack against its key rivals in the premium SUV segment?
Okay, against the X3 and Q5, I think the GLC stands out for its drivetrain and refinement. I think it's composed. It feels a little bit more relaxed behind the wheel. The only downside, like I mentioned, it's just the price, 1.4, eh? That's certainly even cheap. And of course, I mean, like I said, would I buy one? Probably not. Maybe one day, Kingbash. Maybe one day you too. Maybe you might find yourself in a GLC if you decide to settle down, eh?
Oh, only time can tell, Preshowin. Only time can tell. But nonetheless, before we let you go, man, what's your motoring tip of the week and your hot jam to kickstart the weekend?
Thank you so much, Kingbash. So, don't buy a car for the badge alone. Do your research, compare reliability, and consider long-term ownership costs. And we'll end up with a classic TLC creep.
One time, thank you so much, Preshowin. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. To catch you again next week, Friday.
Have a blessed one, Kingbash. Take it easy to the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.